Welcome to today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. There's no shortage of notable Arkansas Razorback football players who've gone on to enjoy successful business careers. Names like Chuck Dykus, Jim Lindsay, Kevin Scanlon, and Jay Beckett, and, of course, Jerry Jones. On this week's report, Roby Brock has an interview with another Razorback standout who is beginning to forge his own successful path in the business world. Tyler Wilson, the former Hogs QB, is a real estate investor and consultant, and more recently, he's a new equity investor with Arkansas-based Delta Solar, where he will serve as Senior Vice President of Sales and a member of the Board of Directors. After the break, Tyler Wilson discusses the intersection of solar energy and commercial real estate on today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has used its knowledge and compassion to create healthcare solutions for individuals and businesses. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless. More information at ArkansasBlueCross.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. First Security. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Greenwood native Tyler Wilson graduated from the University of Arkansas in 2012 and was the Oakland Raiders' fourth-round draft pick in the 2012 NFL Draft. He played for three teams over the course of three seasons before retiring to Little Rock and beginning a career in commercial real estate. Wilson works for Commercial Realty LLC, which has offices in Little Rock and Fayetteville, and he focuses on development and brokerage. Wilson also heads up a real estate investing and consulting business in Little Rock, JTW Consulting. Wilson recently joined Little Rock-based solar array installer Delta Solar as an equity investor, board member, and senior vice president of sales. Talk Business and Politics editor-in-chief Roby Brock sat down recently with Wilson to discuss the start of his post-football career.
What I've learned in that time has been an unbelievable experience for me in the real estate business, and seeing so many aspects of the real estate business, from retail to office to warehouse flex space, which we primarily have focused. But we've seen historically low interest rates, and been in a time where we've got opportunities that are in front of us from a banking perspective, and opportunities to invest and build and develop and create. So that's been phenomenal. What I think we've seen over that 5 years, and specifically the last 4 or 5 months, is a change in climate due to natural events. And I think anybody viewing the program today would say, if they haven't had to change their business model or thought or approach to the way they act day to day and what they do and how they survive in business, then I'd question that. And we've had to do the same thing as a developer in real estate. And what we've seen is construction costs continue to increase. We've seen over the last 5 years, just to throw some generic numbers, I'd say there's anywhere from 15 to 20% increase in construction costs. And so we've had to create ways to value engineer really every project and rethink real estate development in its entirety. And that's led me to some creative ways, of which we'll get to here shortly.
All right, let's talk Delta Solar. It is a solar array installer. What does that mean? What does the company specialize in?
Well, this is something that as a real estate investor and developer and working on projects, it was something that I stumbled into pretty naturally, or on a whim, really, working out of the University of Arkansas with the Razorback Foundation on a particular project, which we bumped into. A an individual of which I've just admired and come to admire, and his knowledge of the industry being Dr. Doug Hutchings, who's a co-founder of Delta Solar, and previous with another company related to the solar industry at the University of Arkansas. And understanding his involvement in this company, a latest investment with a local businessman, Bob East, who has built and developed several companies here in the Central Arkansas area and has a track record that's certainly worth noting for this industry. And his investment in the company is also so very intriguing. But to narrow down into what we do as a solar installer is provide customers with an opportunity to own their own power. And that's a unique thought for a lot of people. What we have done in the real estate business is we like to own our own real estate. And you know, whether you own your own real estate or lease your real estate, there's still a power bill at the end of the day, and there's an electric cost. And I think that's something that people have just become accustomed to, and they think that's just there, and that's the way we've always done business. But as I said earlier, we've had to get creative, or I have had to think outside the box, and understanding what Delta Solar provides to customers is a way to own their own power with a solar array, whether that be an on-site system or an off-site system, to reduce their electric bill and own their power essentially over time.
And your new role, what enticed you to join this as an investor, and what will you be doing for the company?
We've gone back and forth on a title, and we've settled on that one, and I'm thankful for it. But you know what I'm excited to do here is be a part of the board day to day, and master plan an idea and a concept that about what the company can be and become, and where it's been, understanding the roots of the company, which has been primarily in Southeast Arkansas today, working with the farmers in Southeast Arkansas and grain bin projects, and making you know, their investment found. And I think that is that's where we've been, and where we're going is slightly more the commercial direction, and that me being a part and me being around what I've been around in the commercial space is I think a natural transition fit, and works really well with one, me as a developer, but two, the friends in the space and the colleagues in the space and all the connections that I have. I think that's a natural, seamless fit.
Wilson said there's a certain value in providing a reduced power cost to anyone with a real estate asset. For that complete interview with Roby Brock, visit our sister website at talkbusiness.net. It has been a busy week at nwabusinessjournal.com. On the website, you will find a story about the region's largest architectural and engineering firm, now offering construction services. Bentonville-based Harrison French & Associates, or HFA, says it is getting into that space through a new company called Informed Construction Services. That's Informed with an E. Both of those companies are wholly owned subsidiaries of the holding company HFA Enterprises. Chris Horton is the president and CEO of the new venture. The Northwest Arkansas Technology Summit is a virtual event this year, and more than 1,000 attendees are expected to participate. The four-day event begins Sunday, and Jeff Delarosa has a rundown of some of the speakers, as well as interviews with leaders of the Greater Bentonville Area Chamber of Commerce, which is the organizing body of the summit. And Bobby Lee Odom, who was a giant in the legal community in Washington County in Northwest Arkansas, has died. Odom was a product of the University of Arkansas School of Law. He opened a law firm in downtown Fayetteville in 1982, and he practiced law in Northwest Arkansas for 50 years. Bobby Lee Odom was 81. For those headlines, be sure to visit nwabusinessjournal.com, where you can follow our reporting each and every day. I'm Paul Gatling, and that is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, thanks for listening.